when you say you're going to win it.
Yeah, we're going to win it.
As long as it takes?
We're going to win it. We're going to get an outcome which forces China to behave in a way that if you want to be a power, a global power, transparency, rule of law, you don't steal intellectual property, the fundamental principles of trade around the world, fairness, reciprocity, those are the things President Trump has told his counterpart there, who he very much likes. Those are the things the American people are demanding and the American workers deserve.
This is Platts Capital Crude. I'm Brian Scheid.
And I'm Megan Gordon. The U.S. and China are locked in an escalating trade war.
Last week, the U.S. began taxing $200 billion in imports from China.
The tariffs came on top of tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports earlier this year.
The United States has just announced tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese-made goods, for a total so far of $250 billion. I have great respect and affection for my friend, President Xi, but I have made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable.
The tariffs go from 10% to 25% on January 1st. Trump said he is prepared to immediately place tariffs on another $267 billion worth of imports in the face of retaliation from China.
And China has retaliated. Also last week, China announced retaliatory tariffs on another $60 billion worth of U.S. imports, including a 10% tariff on U.S. liquefied natural gas.
In August, China announced retaliatory tariffs on $16 billion worth of U.S. imports, including oil products, LPG, and coal. But so far, crude oil has been left out of the trade war.
China is a major importer of U.S. crude oil.
In June, China imported 510,000 barrels per day of U.S. crude, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration.
That was roughly one quarter of the total amount of crude the U.S. shipped into the world market that month.
Trade flows have dipped since then.
China imported an estimated 288,000 barrels per day of U.S. crude in September, according to Platts data.
So this week on the sidelines of the U.S. Association for Energy Economics Conference, we spoke to Frank Verastro with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Frank has worked at the White House, Departments of Interior and Energy, and served as director of then-refiner Tosco Corporation, which merged with ConocoPhillips, and as a senior vice president with Pennzoil.
So we asked Frank, why has crude oil been left out of the trade war?
I think for two primary reasons. One is because China needs crude oil, right? They're a growing economy. But secondly, on sanctions with Iran, I think it's a great excuse to say, well, we're importing from you, we're importing from Saudi Arabia, but we will also continue to import from Iran.
So one, China's need for U.S. crude may outweigh the ability of U.S. exporters to find new markets.
And with the U.S. expected to reimpose sanctions on Iran, there could be growing risk around global crude trade.
But China had previously indicated that U.S. crude imports could be subject to tariffs. So what would it take for that to happen?
So far they've refrained from doing that, and I think the only reason they put it on LNG at this point was because they couldn't stomach the last round of escalation on the U.S. side, and even then they rolled it back from 25% to 10%. I think we're still far off until we see what the fourth quarter looks like in terms of supply, because it looks to be tight. I don't see crude oil being subjective to tariffs just yet.
Now, looking at EIA's data, the U.S. shipped crude to 17 different countries in June, but China was by far the largest market.
Which begs the question, if U.S. crude gets caught up in this trade war, can the U.S. crude oil export market survive without China?
I think it's more the investment. So a lot of the U.S. producers have gone after investment in infrastructure and export facilities, realizing that the U.S. refining system, we're running at 97% utilization. We can't take a lot more light, tight oil, right? So it's got to find international markets. And we've been fortunate because at the same time that U.S. production is growing, Libya, Algeria, Nigeria have been down or unstable. When those light oil producers come back in the market, our competition is going to get a lot tougher. So we need to start looking at places like Latin America, India, and China.
And even if U.S. crude never gets involved in this trade war, what about the indirect effects? Tariffs on steel used in pipelines or other infrastructure?
That's the whole point about pipelines, right? So the president says, I'm rolling back regulations, gave you a big tax cut, but then he's going to put tariff on steel, imported steel that goes to pipeline construction, which is the infrastructure you need to get the resource out of the ground and get it to the point for export. There's a disconnect there somewhere.
Last week at the S&P Global Platts Asia-Pacific Petroleum Conference in Singapore, Chen Bo, the president of Chinese state-run UNIPEC, said the trading company will likely continue to buy U.S. crude, calling the trade war just a short-term worry.
UNIPEC, which is the trading arm of Sinopec, China's largest refiner, expects to import 300,000 barrels per day of U.S. crude to China this year and expects to raise that to 500,000 barrels per day in coming years.
That's it for this week.
Platts Capital Crude is produced by Megan Gordon and Brian Scheid in Washington, D.C. and Jason Lindquist in Houston.
We'll see you next week. We'll